This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
That khushu' is of two types. The first type is khushu' that is a ruknun fi salat. It is a pillar of the prayer. It's compulsory. And the second type of khushu' is recommended. It is mustahabbun. It's recommended. And it perfects the person's salat. So let's look at the first type. We said that the first type of khushu' is that it is a rukn. This means that if this type that we're about to discuss, and it's four things, if this type of khushu', the compulsory khushu', if it's not present in your salat, then the prayer is invalid. The prayer is rejected, and such a person must repeat his prayer. Four things. Number one, the intention. The intention. An-niyyah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. That the actions a person does are only by intention. Whatever you intend is what is accepted and you're rewarded for. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ala wa inna fil jasad mudah, idha salahat salah al jasad kulluhu, wa idha fasadat fasad al jasad kulluhu, ala wa hiya al qalb. That there is a flesh in the body. If it was ruined, all the deeds are ruined. And if it was corrected, everything you do is correct. So if your intention is ruined as you pray, then all your actions of a salat are ruined. And if the intention is corrected, and that is in the heart, if it's corrected, then all your actions of the prayer are valid and they're correct. And the intention is of two types. The first type of intention is intending by your salat at-taqarrub ila Allah, to draw closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, wanting the reward only from Allah, wanting Allah Azza wa Jal's pleasure, wanting Allah to praise you and to accept you, and not wanting this from anyone else. That's the first type of intention, that when you pray, before you pray, intend in your heart that this salat, I intend with it, qurbah ila Allah, to draw nearer and nearer to Allah and His pleasure. The second type of intention, they call it niyatul qasd, the intention of the action. So what are you praying? What is this salat you're praying? So you want to say Allahu Akbar, what are you praying? Are you praying buhr or you're praying asr? Because you know buhr and asr is the same, four rak'at. So niyatul qasd, intend in your heart, what salat are you praying? So if it's asr, you intend in your heart, this is your asr prayer. If it's Isha, you intend in your heart, this is Isha prayer, and so on. So these are the two types of intention. One intention, you're intending to draw nearer to Allah Azza wa Jal, because as-salat is a worship that brings you close to Allah. And the second type of intention is to intend, or the intention of the action. What are you praying and what are you doing? Okay, so this is the first type of compulsory khushu' in as-salat. If you don't have an intention, the entire salat is invalid.